Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Eagle Flight, written and read by Jenny Green. But those who wait for the Lord's help find renewed strength. They rise up as if they had eagle's wings. They run without growing weary. They walk without getting tired. Isaiah 40, 31. Watching the skies for eagles is a beloved part of my growing up along the rocky beaches of the Pacific Northwest. Sometimes their nests could be sighted high up in the wind-bent trees along the coast or in a forest of evergreens in the mountains. Now, as an adult, I still scan for them as often as possible in the Smoky Mountains, along with other beautiful birds of prey. "Look," someone in the family would quickly shout, pointing upwards, "an eagle!" All eyes would then follow the pointing finger, exclaiming excitedly, "I see it!" A hush would follow until the eagle, riding the rising wind currents, could no longer be seen. Its magnificence, though, remained, along with the honor and delight of the moment. To the indigenous tribes, eagles are sacred. They are seen as the strongest and bravest of all birds, being admired for their courage and connection to the sky. With the ability to fly higher than any other bird, eagles are often seen as being closest to the Creator, carrying prayers on their wings and having a divine perspective. For us as people of faith, eagles can provide an example of soaring above any stressful circumstance we have in our lives, trusting God to help lift our spirits. When the prophet Isaiah shared these words of hope with the Israelites held captive in Babylon, their spirits were low and they were exhausted. They had endured decades of hardship. Even the strongest of humans gets tired but can rise above difficulties by looking to God for help and by remembering that God's power remains steadfast. The Israelites needed comfort and encouragement to continue to persevere in the daily hardship of being in exile. When any of us feels overwhelmed or discouraged, and life becomes an intense sprint, there is the reminder that relying on God's strength can refresh and recharge us. This strength can keep us moving forward without losing heart and becoming weary. At times, though, we can benefit from seeking to find a higher perspective and by renewing our trust in God's timing. Waiting for God's help in tough times requires prayer and surrender, just as an eagle opens its wings and allows the wind currents to carry it. Whenever we lift our eyes to the sky, God's presence and comfort surround us, and we are carried through. Will you pray with me? Loving God, help us rest in your strength. During our steady day-to-day walk of faith, help us gain perspective from a higher place of wisdom. Renew our trust in your timing and refresh us in every sacred moment. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.